Oh, hey. Okay, hi, GWA. I am caffeinated as ever tonight, and I just came across this request by Nowhere Eternity. And it was a request to either reenact something naughty that has happened to you in real life, or just tell the story. And so, since I can't quite reenact it, I just might as well just tell the story, even though it might not be as naughty as it might supposed to be, but it was still kind of salty anyway. So here we, I'm sorry. My mind is just a jumbled mess, and I'm talking like this because I'm so caffeinated. Anyway, yeah. So, why don't you come back away with me to a time back when I was in 11th grade, and it was during homecoming week, and that Friday I stayed at a friend's house, and I was sleeping in her bed. We were both sleeping in the same bed. And we were talking about boys, and we were talking about who we liked and everything like that. And then my friend asked me, "So, what does it feel like to actually fuck somebody?" See, she was so shy about it. I mean, she was the most virginal kind of girl in that high school. I mean, she was really she was a little bit naive, and I was probably there with her at that level, although I think I probably was, no, not experienced, but I had pretty much a pretty good knowledge of what, yeah. Anyway, so anyway, we were talking, and then suddenly I just told her, "Well, I just told her, well, you know me, I haven't had sex yet, so I can't know." And then she asked me, "Well, have you been with another girl?" And then I told her, I was like, "Look, if I had been with a girl, I would have told you. Otherwise, no." And so we just fell asleep, and it was the end of it until I woke up. I woke up to my friend right beside me, just grinding herself against my left side of my body. And she was moaning, and she was just whimpering, and I thought, now this feels somewhat weird. And but in truth, it kind of felt good, so I kind of ended up grinding against her too. And then I started moaning, I started whimpering, but I don't think we were actually tripping. She was just rubbing her body against my leg, against my thigh. And it just felt so good. I just kind of put my hand on her butt and I just squeezed it. And oh my God, she made the most sexiest sounds I've ever heard. Oh my God. But then when I woke, but then the next morning we woke up, she had absolutely no recollection of what happened. And probably she was, I don't know, she might have been dreaming about me. I think she was dreaming about fucking me, I guess. I'm sorry I'm whispering, but these walls are paper thin. And, but no, it was kind of, oh, it was somewhat close to my first girl-on-girl thing. And we never kissed. We, for some odd reason, we've never kissed. Only that one time I kissed her on the cheek, and she said nothing about it. She didn't mind it that much. But I don't really remember if we came or not. I absolutely have no recollection of that moment. I just know that she was asleep, I was asleep, she was grinding against me in her sleep, and I woke up, found it weird at first, but then I kind of got into it until I fell asleep. And yeah, it's a wonder that her parents didn't hear us. It's a wonder that her parents didn't hear us. So yeah, I know I sound pretty out of it right now because of this caffeine, and I might be a little bit too rambly, but hopefully that doesn't hopefully it doesn't turn you off, because it makes me all squirmy just recounting it. I need to stop this recording before I start blushing anymore. Bye.